It's another Jubal phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Rob.
Hi, this is Rob.
Hi, Rob. How are you? My name is Chet Tapper. I'm one of the hiring managers over here.
Oh, hey. Hey, how are you?
I'm not too bad. Thank you for asking. I wanted to call you because I know you spoke with Julie yesterday, and she said you've been hired for...
Yes.
Okay. Well, regretfully, I do have to inform you, she may have spoke too soon.
I'm sorry?
I think that maybe she was a little premature when she told you you got the job. I'm sorry to have to break it to you this way.
She seemed pretty certain about it, said that, you know, talked to a bunch of people and...
Right. Yeah, well, she was very certain, and then she ran it up the ladder, and it fell into my hands. And frankly, I took a look at your Facebook page, and after going through a few things on your profile, I don't think it's going to work out.
Whoa, well, hold on. What did you find in my profile? And wait, why did she not run it up with you earlier?
Well, here's the thing that I just want to tell you, okay? I know that you're probably going to be continuing your job search. Be aware of what's on your Facebook page. It's important. Employers look at that.
I didn't think there was anything on there. Is there anything?
Let's start with your interests. You listed that you like photography.
Yeah, of course.
Well, openly admitting that you're a pervert in a public forum, probably not a good idea when you're looking for a job.
What?
Yeah, anybody that lists photography wants to prey on women who want to get started in the modeling world. We know how it works.
No, that's not what photography means. Huh. That's not the case at all. I don't do that.
Okay, pervert. I'll let you slide on that one.
Hey, you can't call me a pervert. I'm not a pervert because I like photography.
Okay, well, there's a lot more. How about the outdoor interests?
What is wrong with outdoor interests? Just going camping outside, kayaking?
Wow.
What's wrong with that?
Camping. Yeah, that means you probably spend a lot of time in the woods alone. And I've seen the show Forensic Files. I know people don't just hang out in the woods by themselves for no reason.
What do you think I am, some kind of, like, murderer or creep or predator or something like that because I go camping?
So you obviously know what you'd be doing there in the woods, right? Okay.
Oh, my God. You're the one who brought it up.
No, well, you're the one that brought up murder. I didn't.
I'm not a murderer. I'm not a pervert, and I don't kill people.
I wouldn't know what to do while I was camping, but apparently you know camping involves murder, right?
I go outside and I explore nature.
Okay, well, we don't hire murderers and we don't hire perverts here. And also, you have travel listed as something you like to do as well.
Who doesn't like to travel?
What are you running from?
Anybody that goes to travel is running from something?
Yes, a shady past. Maybe you had a situation in Thailand a while back. I don't know. I don't even want to get into it with you.
What are you talking about? I've never even been close to Thailand.
Oh, you can't even get into Thailand with the things you've done. And they're pretty open about everything. Trust me, I know. I've been there a lot.
It's not because I can't get in there. It's because I've never been there.
Right, but you want to go there and experience all that Bangkok has to offer, don't you?
I don't want to talk to you anymore. Where is Julie? Put Julie on the phone.
Oh, I'm sure
you... I spoke with Julie yesterday. She said I had the job. And now I don't even know if you can legally look at my Facebook profile without discussing it with me first.
Well,
where is Julie?
Julie didn't look at your Facebook and see all the weird things that you're into. And I'm sure you'd love to talk to Julie about your, quote, personal growth you've experienced in the last year. I'm not a fool. We all know what that means.
You're going to use personal growth against me. Fine. Okay, well, what do you mean by that, then?
Well, I can only assume that you're speaking about your penis enlargement pills.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that's very bold of you to put that out on Facebook, but we don't need everybody knowing exactly what you're doing in your private
life
like that.
I don't take penis enlargement pills!
Oh, yeah,
okay?
Sure. Okay, you're going to tell me you don't need those.
No, I don't need those. I've never bought them. I've never used them. I don't use penis enlargement pills, okay, pal?
Okay, so you're okay? You don't need those things?
That's a personal issue.
Okay, cool. Well, you know, maybe we should rethink this whole thing. You got time for a meeting later today?
With who? With you or with Julie?
Yeah, just you and me for drinks, maybe?
Now you're sexually harassing me because I told you all that I don't need penis enlarging pills? No, absolutely not.
I will say I liked what you said there about the pills, and I am not harassing you unless, of course, you would like to be harassed.
No, I don't want to be harassed by you,
well,
which is exactly what you've been doing ever since you called me.
It's true. I have been harassing you this whole time with a prank phone call.
What?
This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your buddy Dave set you up.
Oh, my God.
He told me that you just got hired and wanted me to pretend to take the job away.
Oh, God.
But, dude, I learned so much about you because of your Facebook interests.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet you did.
And I have to say, you and I have to party.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Only.